Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Tomorrow is the feast of the archangels, Michael, Gabriel, and Raphael. But today I want to focus in on St. Michael, because the prayer to St. Michael is so important. But where did that prayer come from? In 1884, Pope Leo XIII celebrated morning mass, then went to a meeting with the cardinals. Suddenly he collapsed on the floor in unconsciousness. The doctors who came to his aid found no cause for the collapse, although his pulse almost stopped. Suddenly he awoke and was fresh as ever. He reported that he had seen a terrible vision in which the devil and his demons would gain great power and seem to rule in the latter half of the 20th and first part of the 21st century, and that the goal of Satan's domination was the complete destruction of humanity. In his vision, Leo saw St. Michael the Archangel appear and cast Satan with all his demons back into hell. Seeing that we needed the help of the angelic army, and especially its leader, St. Michael, Pope Leo composed the prayer to St. Michael and then commanded it be prayed at the end of every Mass throughout the world perpetually. And the entire Church prayed this prayer after every Mass until about 1968. And then, for some unknown and demonic reason, we abruptly stopped. And literally all hell broke loose in the late 60s, with no-fault divorce, contraception, abortion, the sexual revolution, the breakdown of the family, rampant drug use, and the Marxist ideologies that have swamped the media and our secular institutions. I think we need the help of St. Michael. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The book of Revelation, chapter 12, describes an epic battle between Mary, the woman clothed with the sun, and Michael and his angels, who fight against Satan, the great red dragon, and his demons. And this battle stretches from the dawn of creation until the end of time. Verse 7 tells us, "And now war broke out in heaven, when Michael with his angels attacked the dragon. The dragon fought back with his angels, but they were defeated and driven out of heaven. The great dragon, the primeval serpent, known as the devil or Satan, who had deceived all the world, was hurled down to the earth, and his angels were hurled down with him." And following scripture, tradition, and the magisterium, we see three responsibilities that have been entrusted to Saint Michael. First, to fight against Satan. Two, to rescue the souls of the faithful from the power of the enemy, especially at the hour of death. And St. Thomas Aquinas taught that St. Michael has a special role of leading each soul at the moment of death to the judgment seat of God. Since he will be by your side at your particular judgment before God, I think it would be a good idea to make friends with him now. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
At the Last Supper, in John chapter 14, Jesus called Satan the ruler of this world. God reigns in the hearts of those who do his will. Satan reigns in the hearts of those who turn away from God and live a life of sin. And the more humans reject God and live in obedience to Satan, the more the power of Satan grows in the world, the more we see two things, lies and murder. Why? Because at his core, Satan is a liar and a murderer. Jesus said as much. And what do we see growing in the world? Just that, lies and murder. Lies in the news and murder, especially in abortion and euthanasia. As humans, we turn away from God, and in so doing, we turn toward the devil. And this leads to mankind being divided by fear, which grows to hate, followed by murder and war. Now Satan gains power through our personal sin, and he would have no power if we would stop sinning. So the problem is not out there somewhere. It's not other people that are the problem. It can't be solved by presidents or political candidates. It can't be solved by more weapons, because the problem is sin, mine and yours. So the only solution is conversion, mine and yours. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
On December 2nd, 1983, the visionaries of Medjugorje sent a letter to Pope John Paul II summarizing the Blessed Virgin's call to conversion. In addition to the basic message, Mariana related an apparition she had in 1982 in which Satan appeared disguised as the Blessed Virgin and asked her to renounce the Madonna and follow him. Then Our Lady appeared and said, "Excuse me for this, but you must realize that Satan exists. One day he appeared before the throne of God and asked permission to submit the church to a period of trial. God gave him permission to try the church for one century. These 100 years are under the power of the devil, but when the secrets confided to you come to pass, his power will be destroyed. Even now he is beginning to lose his power and has become aggressive. He is destroying marriages, creating divisions among priests, and is responsible for obsessions and murder. And you must protect yourself against these things by fasting, by prayer, and especially by community prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
One time, Saint Bernadette Soubirous, the visionary of Lourdes, gave an interview to a journalist. Bernadette was asked by the journalist if an approaching Prussian army and a war was predicted by Our Lady. She responded, no. The journalist then asked if there was nothing to fear. Bernadette replied that there was something to fear, one thing particularly, bad Catholics. See, personal sin is the problem, and conversion is the answer. So, what do we do to have the greatest impact? We must commit to daily meditation on the Word of God in the Rosary. This is what Our Lady asked us to do, because daily meditation with a resolution results in a change of life. It results in conversion. And when you pray the rosary, offer it for the conversion of your loved ones and all those who have not yet encountered the love of God. Second, fast. Fast from everything that distracts you from God. Fast especially from the distractions that come from your screens. But fast because Our Lady asked us to. And we need community prayer. We need prayer in the family and among friends. So invite family and friends to get together for meals or to do some good thing together. And if everyone is open to it, invite them to pray the rosary with you. Pray the rosary together because this is what Our Lady asked us to do. And finally, since it is Our Lady and Saint Michael who wage the war against Satan, pray the prayer of Saint Michael daily and then become friends with him. Then, when he leads you to the judgment seat of God at the moment of your death, you will have a good friend at your side. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, Teresa, what were you reflecting on with this meditation about the vision of Pope Leo and the role of St. Michael?
Well, I was also thinking about this conversation or this vision for St. Bernadette.
Oh, yeah.
With this concept of the 100 years.
That, yeah.
Because in a sense, I've only ever lived in a culture that is so clearly driven by the devil, in a sense. But I'm not saying this is happening right now, but I, for the first time in my life, I feel like the winds are kind of changing. And that might be because I'm just not as plugged in with the media and the news. But it felt like this, just a constant in, like, very aggressive, active battle all the time when I was a teenager, and the conversations around morality and politics and that sort of thing. Everything always seemed very, very inflamed. And maybe they still are, but I feel like I've heard more positive conversations across the, whether it's talking about the Catholic Church or politics, things just seem a little like they're turning in a positive direction, but maybe I'm insane.
Maybe you're insane. Well, it certainly depends on who you're listening to and who you're talking with.
That's true.
Because there are lots of people praying with us, I'm sure, who, based on what they see in their conversations, they think the world is ready to explode.
I'm torn because I feel like, to a degree, if you look throughout all of history, there was someone saying, this is the worst it's ever been. Or this is the end, I should say. Like, think of, absolutely, they were like, the Prussians are coming.
Absolutely.
But there's always just going to be, this is it. And I think maybe it's that my generation has lived through so many different, like, maybe this is it, maybe this is the apocalypse, that they're like, maybe it's not, though.
No, it's a very good point, because when you know, we had the, when did the Mayan count? So everyone
You had
thought with,
Y2K.
yeah,
You
well,
had
I was just going to say that.
2011. Was that end of the Mayan calendar?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Everyone said, well, you know, I thought, because I used to listen to Prince and I wanted to party like it was 1999, but then Y2K, and then nothing happened with
Can't believe you just
Y2K.
admitted that you used to listen to
I
Prince.
loved Prince.
You have never, I never in 22 years of living have you ever mentioned anything about Prince?
Oh, 1999, Purple Haze, When Doves Cry, Raspberry Beret. There's a
Wait,
whole
Purple Haze was Prince? I thought
Purple
that was,
Rain.
yeah, I thought
Did
that
I say
was Jimi
Purple Haze?
Hendrix. Yeah, you said
Purple Rain.
Purple Rain. There we go.
In fact, my car when I was in high school was nicknamed Purple Rain. Yeah,
I'm
so
learning
I
something
was a
very new
huge
about you.
Prince fan.
That's
I mean,
crazy.
it's really tragic what happened to his life, but he was a great
He was the
musician.
first artist that was, this is so off topic, but he was, when we talk about music production, he's the first artist that everyone considers like the true, like, home produced, like, genius of, I can do everything. I can mix and master and produce my own stuff at home.
He was a genius.
Real genius.
But it's tragic what happened to his life. But so we have had Y2K and then the Mayan calendar, and there's been, yeah, the only way I can say it is a lot of people who think, wow, is the world coming to an end? And I can safely say the world is not coming to an end. However, I do believe very strongly, based on what Our Lady said at Fatima, that because she promised that at Fatima, in the end, her heart would triumph. And the only way her heart can triumph is if the majority of people do the will of her son. So how in the world are we going to get to the point where the majority of people do the will of her son? Let's just take it to us. How will each of us come to the point where we do the will of her son?
Yeah.
We need to convert and be purified. And purification means being stripped of our disordered attachments. Now, what does that look like on the worldwide level? A worldwide purification. So the world is not coming to an end. I do think the world will be going through a worldwide purification, which might look like the end for some, but it's not. And this is why, let's put it this way, as more people turn away from God, reject faith, and live a life of sin, the power of Satan grows in the world. And that results in division, fear, hate, murder, war. We should see those. It's logical to see those growing. But at the same time, Scripture tells us that where sin abounds, grace abounds even more. So we go back to your point. It depends on what you're looking at. Are you immersed in things and people where grace is abounding, or are you immersed in things that show the division, fear, hate, murder, war?
Yeah, and the more that we all experience the former and intentionally only surround ourselves with good, the more there actually will be.
Exactly. Whatever you surround yourself, the more there will
But
be.
at the very least, one concrete thing I can say is I've been to a lot of churches now that finish with the
The
same
Saint Michael.
Michael.
That's right. And that's why we end the rosary with the Saint Michael prayer. Because the rosary, Our Lady, and Saint Michael prayer, they battle together. So maybe a challenge for those listening to this conversation. Remove yourself from the distraction that's focused on division, fear, hate, war. And invite a small group of people who want to be focused on Our Lady and Saint Michael and the will of God. Spend more time with them, and you'll see the world a lot different. Plus, it's one of the most effective means to bring about the triumph. So thank you.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.